the Fox Cities Score Chapter, and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. We're doing a pre-recorded show. Our guest is Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, is going to be with us this morning, so we won't be able to take questions this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Meltzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and nice to be here on this nice today, very hot day. So.
Yes, August is already over. Our guest this morning is Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and Lieutenant Governor Clayfish is going to be talking about the Governor's Small Business Summit coming up on September 19th, and we're going to be talking about small business in Wisconsin. How do we attract it, retain it, and grow it? Good morning, Lieutenant Governor.
Good morning, Tony. Randy, thanks so much for having me on.
Glad to have you here today.
It's a pleasure to have you in the studio this morning, Lieutenant Governor. Tell us a little bit about your entrepreneurial experiences. I'll spend a couple minutes on that. And then let's turn to the summit and learn more about the summit.
Sounds good. You know, this is not my first job.
Right.
This is not my first rodeo. But I will tell you that I came to this job because of some of my experiences as a small business owner and a journalist before that. As a journalist, you basically tell other people's stories, right? Mm-hmm. You're a paid observer. And as a paid observer, it was very easy to see how government affected people's lives. But it wasn't until I left television news to stay at home with my kids and became a real small business owner myself that I realized just how much government can ultimately be onerous.
You felt it at that point.
Exactly, on a small business owner's ability to spend time simply focused on growing your business as opposed to dealing with some of the paperwork and the hoops that you have to jump through in order to make a buck, make a go in the state of Wisconsin and the United States. You know, we talk a lot about free, but at the end of the day, we want to make sure that our small business owners have the freedom to do well.
Make decisions. Exactly. Find
their own route to the American dream, because ultimately that's what entrepreneurship is about.
How did you transition from entrepreneurship to becoming the Lieutenant Governor?
Well, a very long campaign and a really tough primary, Tony. I'm not going to bore you with the details because that's going to take you longer than 40 minutes to listen to.
What motivated you to make that change, to take that leap?
Well, like I said, when you take a look at how much government has to do with putting layers of regulation and frustration into people's lives, it kind of lights a fire under you. It's frustrating.
Go do something about it.
And some of us choose to serve in unusual ways. And one of the ways I chose to serve was by running for public office and hopefully representing the voice of the small business owner and the voice of the fourth estate, the journalist, in order to make sure that government was truly accountable to the people who elected those public officials in the first place.
Going back a little bit to you and you starting your own business and so on, what were some of the things that you experienced doing that the rest of our small business startups would probably have to face too?
Well, you have to go to the lawyer, right? That's an expense in order to start up your small business. And then when it comes to tax time, you got to go back to the lawyer. Also, you know, in order to protect yourself and your family, it's really important that you incorporate. You want to stay in the above ground economy. So I would urge people to go ahead and call your local attorney and form your LLC, because you want to make sure that you're doing everything on the up and up. Also, that's going to count toward our ultimate goal of creating a lot of small businesses that stay in business, have a great longevity record for the state of Wisconsin. We want to make sure you're on the book. Because that way we can find you and we can cheer you on. We can encourage others to success, and you're going to end up getting linked up with some folks who can really help you grow,
like SCORE.
Exactly. But also things like our Small Business Summit. the best way for us to find you is for you to be on the books.
Tell us about the summit. This is the 6th annual Governor's Summit.
It sure is. My first year in office, as I said, as a former small business owner, I wanted to really get in contact with my colleagues, small business owners, my peers, mm-hmm. because I knew what I had experienced. I wanted to find out what things other small business owners were struggling with. And once we identified those, how we could use government and the levers of public policy in order to rectify some challenges. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we were able to do. Since the very first year we were in office, we've been able to implement a number of changes to unemployment insurance. Okay. We're a right-to-work state now. We treat taxes differently, having condensed and dropped income tax mm-hmm. rates. Yep. We have a special tax treatment for our makers and our growers and our top two industries, manufacturing and agriculture. And in addition to that, we've developed new strategies for folks to work with their local public schools, their K-12 schools, but also work on recruitment and retention of the millennial generation, which we know will probably start to help replace the baby boomer generation retiring in record numbers mm-hmm. now in the United States.
As a boomer, we can feel them breathing down our neck already.
Don't feel that. These are folks who will truly add to the vibrance of our small businesses mm-hmm. and Wisconsin's economy, and so we want to make sure that we're retaining them as Wisconsin residents and Wisconsin workers. We don't want to lose them to Minneapolis right. or Chicago or Atlanta or Washington, D.C. or Denver. We want to keep them here in
Wisconsin.
And what's
really cool about the millennials is, unlike Randy and I, who are boomers, we don't understand the technology as well as they do, the social media. And you can have a Silicon Valley software company in De Pere doing just what a Silicon company does in California, living in Wisconsin, employing people here, and drawing revenues to Wisconsin.
You got it. We are sometimes what you call digital immigrants versus digital natives. Mm-hmm. The millennial generation grew up in the digital right. age. Mm-hmm. They are native to the type of discussion that you have over a text conversation. Mm-hmm. It's really easy for them to write a new meme, whereas for the rest of us who are immigrants to the digital age, yes. we had to learn these things. Yeah. I mean, when I learned computers when I was in middle school and high school, we were working on DOS.
Mm-hmm. I remember DOS.
Yeah, that was.
I didn't like DOS.
That was the more advanced.
It's easier
version.
Now.
Yeah, guys, nobody liked DOS.
Lieutenant Governor, there are 440,763 small businesses.
But and who's that's, counting?
Right.
Yeah, and that's employers of under 500 and less. So it's a big number, but SBA calculates it that way. And out of that 441,000. 335,000 are single member companies. There are no employees, but 106,000 have employees up to 500, and 91,000 have between 1 and 15 or 1 and 20 employees. It's all about jobs, isn't it? It's all about creating jobs and creating employment opportunity. That's what the summit is leading for, isn't it?
It's about creating jobs indeed, but it's also about working toward your own American dream. You
yes.
mentioned that 335,000 yes. of those 400-some thousand are sole entrepreneurs. They're single companies where you have someone who is living his or her American dream by being an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
So in many cases, it's about the freedom of schedule and the freedom of choosing which opportunities you take versus mm-hmm. which ones you reject. Everyone's American dream looks a little bit different than his or her neighbors. And so I think entrepreneurship, being a small business owner, allows people the flexibility to be nimble and climb that ladder to the American dream however they choose.
Mm-hmm. And they can grow the company, and some of those 335,000 will be employing people in a few years.
Indeed.
Because they've been successful.
You got it. But there are some folks where that's not even necessarily their dream.
Correct.
They choose the flexibility of schedule or the flexibility of their work environment, and they may even potentially reject new contracts or new opportunities because they like to remain mm-hmm. small and have the flexibility to vacation, perhaps. Or maybe they like to work from their own home office as opposed to creating a workspace right. for others. Maybe they don't want to deal with federal government regulations of the patient Employment Protection mm-hmm. and Affordable Care Act or
sure.
some of the new regulations that are coming down from our Department of Labor. That's one of the things that the Small Business Summit is really good at, kind of helping folks negotiate through the channels of government. We know what our layers of government look like at the state level, but we work in it every single day. Small business owners need to be focused on their business and growing that, not navigating government. So we try and help out.
The Governor's Small Business Summit is coming up on September 19th. It'll be held here at Appleton at the Radisson Paper Valley Hotel from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Can you tell us a little bit about what are the activities during the day? Are there breakout sessions and different groups?
It's almost like you anticipated everything I was going to tell you, Tony. That's exactly right.
That's what we do at BizTalk.
You are good at what you do here at BizTalk. So what we do is we bring folks into a room and we introduce them to our cabinet team. These are the agencies that run state government, essentially, but they're also the agencies that sometimes house the regulations and the rules and the fee programs and the license programs and also the tax collection programs, mm-hmm. but also the grant programs that may benefit small business owners. There may even be an agency that you have never considered working with mm-hmm. that the Small Business Summit may change your mind on. What about our corrections department, for example? If you're a small manufacturer and you have been desperate for, say, a CNC machinist for the last 6 months, and you didn't know that our corrections department now offers a degree from a local technical college in CNC machining, well, this may be a moment where you reconsider your relationship with mm-hmm. one of our state agencies. And that's not the only thing that you're going to get out of our Small Business Summit. Of course, relationship building with our cabinet secretaries is important, but you're going to have lunch with the governor, mm-hmm. and you're also going to have a number of really cool breakout sessions and hear from large sessions of ideas and trends that we think are affecting small business as a whole.
Well, it's really important for the entrepreneur, the business owner, to attend summits like this, to exchange ideas, hear what's going on, get a sense of where the what direction are we headed in, or what direction is their business headed in, but look for those opportunities. That's what's going to be happening at the summit.
It's pretty valuable. We've identified a number of things that over the last, I would say, 8, 9, 10 months, folks have said, these are the challenges we're facing.
Right.
Can you focus a little bit on these things at the Small Business Summit? We'd prefer not to spend the money hiring a lawyer or hiring a consultant or mm-hmm. hiring an accountant to deal with these specific issues. What do you say about addressing these issues all in one day, and you can get us all together so we
right.
can focus on learning these things for just $50?
Okay, sounds like a fantastic opportunity to look forward to.
We're going to take our first break right now, Lieutenant Governor. We'll be coming back on the other side, and we're going to continue our conversation with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish here on BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Alberts and Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk. We're really glad you're with us this morning. Our guest is Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, and we're talking about the Governor's Business Summit that's going to be held here in Appleton on September 19th, and we're having a great conversation with Lieutenant Governor Clayfish. Before we continue that conversation, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE office is located in a chamber building in downtown Appleton, and we offer free confidential mentoring to entrepreneurs who are looking to start a business or who are in business. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and you can register for some assistance by going to our website at foxcities.score.org, fill out the request for mentoring, and a mentor will be contacting you probably within 24 hours to schedule a meeting and provide you with free confidential assistance for the life of your business. This isn't just a one-time meeting. It's as long as you need help from SCORE. And the areas of expertise that we offer include marketing, IT, HR, legal, accounting, banking, cash flow, production, workflow. If you're looking to grow your business or start your business, or maybe you're thinking, should I even start a business, mm-hmm. contact us at SCORE at foxcities.score.org.
Right. Our goal for you is to try and help you ask the questions that you don't know, even the questions themselves.
Correct.
Yet. So we're there to be of help to you all the way through.
Yep. Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, thank you again for being in the studio with us today on this for this pre-recorded program. And we thank you for your support for small business and Governor Walker for support for small business. And we're talking about the Small Business Summit that's occurring on September 19th this year at the downtown Radisson Paper Valley Hotel. Can you share any prior success stories from the other five? Anything that might kind of light the fire for people to, let's go to this one?
Well, every year we have a bit of a theme. It's never really intentional, but when you have a group of small business owners kind of unite around certain issues or certain challenges, well, certain themes start to emerge. In the past, we have done a theme of hiring veterans. In the past, we have done a theme of employing folks with disabilities, changing your HR practices to embrace folks who may be differently abled. In the past, we've done a focus on exports. In the past, we've also done one on unemployment insurance and some of the reforms. And also in the past, we've focused on the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act and what that means for your business and how to implement the changes, because obviously a lot of employers spend a lot of time and money on health insurance, and also making sure that absenteeism is not something that rears its ugly head in your business plan. This year, we have noticed a theme emerging of workforce recruitment and retention. This is something that I have seen not just in the small business community, though, gentlemen. It's all across the board. Mm-hmm. I work as almost like an outside sales representative for our Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation sometimes. I go down to Chicago about quarterly. I'll be over in Minneapolis, St. Paul a couple times a year. This year I've been to Atlanta and New York and Washington, D.C., talking with C-suite folks, but then also corporate real estate guys and occasionally site selectors. Those are kind of the middlemen between large multinational corporations looking to make an investment, and the states, the regions, the municipalities where they may choose to either relocate or make an investment. Mm-hmm. Everyone I talk to says labor force, talent is of number one importance. A couple years ago, it was proximity to a freeway.
Right.
It might have been tax incentives, certainly utility rates. Today, hands down, whether you're a small business owner, whether you are a Fortune 100 company, you want to know, can a state, a region, a municipality provide you with the type of worker you need in order to make sure that your bottom line works out at the end of the year? So we're really going to focus on that this year at the Small Business Summit.
I think Wisconsin is blessed with a really efficient educational system at the university level as well as at the technical college level. And the high schools are starting to get on board by teaching and giving students more information about, is their career going to be a technical college type career or is it a university career? I think that's going a long way to help employers retain people here.
And this year, gentlemen, we're going to be looking at a whole new system of doing things in our K-12 schools. We have academic and career plans that will be implemented statewide. It's going to help young people understand not only their strengths and weaknesses and what career it may lead them to, but with the help of teachers, guidance counselors, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, and community mentors. Tony, Randy, listeners, can you hear me?
Right.
I need everybody to come for just like an hour for your entire school year to help young people kind of navigate through this exercise, because starting in sixth grade, going all the way through 12th grade, young people will revisit their own academic and career plans every single year.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the fortunate things we have in the Fox Valley, of course, is the Fox Valley Tech. And also we've got Northeast Wisconsin Tech up in Green Bay and so on, which have some excellent programs. But we also have a lot of programs which the business community has been putting together to help introduce people to what goes on in these different types of businesses. Is that something that, you know, you guys are going to be promoting as well?
We constantly promote mentorship mm-hmm. because at the end of the day, mentorship means that you're involving yourself in raising up the next generation of talent. And if talent development is the thing that business owners are most concerned about, mentorship and internships are the name of the game. Here's an interesting statistic that applies only to Wisconsin. See, nationwide, it's 52%. But here in Wisconsin, 60% of people who do an internship at a company mm-hmm. are actually offered a job and accept it at the very company for which they interned.
Bingo.
So
that's
if you
great.
Have two interns, gentlemen, chances are you're going to hire at least one of them
yes.
to be your employee one day.
Yes.
So internships are exceptionally valuable, not just for the student, but ultimately for the employer who is looking for a succession plan or the next employee that's going to take his or her company to the next level.
Nobody loses.
Nobody loses.
Great. And with that, we have to take our next break. But we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to continue our conversation this morning with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. And we're talking about small business in Wisconsin and the Governor's Small Business Summit coming up on September 19th. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHailing.com today. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I'm Bruce Lammers, president of Ridgestone Bank. When it comes to business lending, you know, we don't have boxes. I'm here with Julie Willis, the new owner of Merry Maids, who as the former manager had the experience and cash flow history that Ridgestone was looking for when evaluating her business loan.
Once we made the decision to purchase the franchise, I was not very patient. I'm not a patient person. We knew we'd be a success. We wanted to get it done. We, at one point, had 15 banks that we were working with all at the same time. At the end of the process, Ridgestone won. Ridgestone doesn't try and make you fit into these prerequisite boxes. When I worked with some other banks, there was always a third person that they had to go through to get an answer, to get an approval, to get where's the next step going. The lender at Ridgestone had the answer, knew what we were doing, had a plan already in place for me. It seems like before I even called him, he had a plan set up for me because that's what they do. They made it very easy.
Ridgestone Bank, listening to your story and finding a way to make it work. Whatever your it is. On the web at Ridgestone.com. That's Ridgestone.com. Member FDIC.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish from the Governor's Office in Wisconsin. We're very glad she's with us in the studio this morning for this pre-recorded program. And we're talking about small business, the health of small business in Wisconsin. And in particular, we're talking about the Governor's Small Business Summit coming up on September 19. Before we continue our conversation with the Lieutenant Governor, we would like to hear what Randy has to tell us about some seminars that SCORE is putting on coming up in the future.
Right, Tony. You had mentioned, of course, all the things that we do as far as mentoring, but the other half of our program that we do are seminars coming up very shortly. In fact, it'll be right after the Governor's Summit on September the 21st will be the first segment of the Simple Steps program. Simple Steps is a five-step program that we have. The first one is on the basics. What do I need to know to start my business? That type of thing. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. It'll be held at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in downtown Appleton, and will be $15 for that particular program, which includes breakfast and lunch. Such a deal I got for you on that one.
A lot of great information.
Fantastic information. We'll also have, I believe, Kurt Haling is going to be there to talk about what you need to
CPA.
Know. Yeah. But what you need to know about LLCs and S-Corps and all that good stuff. The other segments will be on the following Wednesday evenings. They run from 6 to 9 and will be held at the SCORE office in the Fox Cities Chamber. They cover all the basic topics that you need. So the first one will be on the 28th. In the evening, and that covers basics. The second one on the 5th of October will be covering marketing. The one after that on the 12th will be covering basically financial documents, understanding spreadsheets, understand well, all that
cash flow,
yeah,
that
real exciting like that. Stuff.
Yeah.
And then we'll have Tony do the last one on the 19th. You get to do that one, and that's the one everybody loves, and that's Where Do I Find the Money?
Pot of Gold.
So we'll have you come to those. They are from as I said, 6 to 9, those Wednesday evenings. To register, please go out to the Fox Cities website, which is foxcities.score.org. Look under the seminars there, register. If you register for all five of them at once, the price is only $100 as opposed to $115. So take a look at it. We'd be happy to have you there.
And we do have our SCORE mentors. Many of them attend with the students, so there's a mingling and a mentoring going on and a familiarization right there with all the students to get to know SCORE.
Right, because that way you do get to know the mentor that you'll probably be working with if you sign up for your mentorship.
Yep. I don't know, Randy. I think maybe we should send all of our Department of Revenue auditors to Where Do You Find the Money seminar.
Well, they're all welcome.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about.
I've dealt
here,
with
guys.
A lot of auditors in my banking career, so
yeah, we keep it pretty straight.
Yeah,
we work
fun.
With a lot of different
it's
groups.
It's a lot of fun.
But, in fact, we work with the SBA, with the VA, and also with WIDA on a lot of stuff. So.
Right. Well, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, welcome again to our program. It's great to have you in the studio. Before we get into a little bit more about the summit, what website can folks go to learn more about the summit and maybe register for the summit?
Check us out at wisconsinsummit.com. Super easy. Spell out the state of Wisconsin. So it's www.wisconsinsummit.com. And that's where you can submit your contact information and sign up to be there at the Governor's Small Business Summit. Okay. It's just $50.
And it says that folks should register by the 9th of September because
yes,
I think there's a
do.
Planning to get
we
a plan.
We just want to make sure that
right.
we have enough breakfast rolls right. and coffee, right? Yeah. And you can't underestimate the number of coffee
right.
cups that you need to have there.
Coffee
not that not that politicians or government folks are boring at all.
Oh, okay.
It's just that, you know, we want everybody fueled up and jazzed, fully caffeinated for a really fun day.
Coffee
and it
helps,
is going to be a good
coffee
day.
Coffee helps with data retention.
Right.
Indeed.
And what we'll also try to do is to get that right. website out on the foxcities.score website also
yes.
as a link so that people can come to our website
correct.
If they're still looking as to
what's
where
our
to
website
go.
Again, Randy?
Foxcities.score.org.
There you go. Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, tell us a little bit about some of the topics that are going to be discussed in this seminar or this, it's a summit. It's going to start about 8 or 8:30 and go to 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
we
want
cover?
You to show up, obviously,
sure.
check in, grab some breakfast, and then have a seat because we will have all of our cabinet secretaries there at different tables as well as some of our deputy secretaries and staff members. So right away, you can start in on relationship building with some of the government officials who may have keys and clues to your business success. Maybe there's a grant program you'd like to learn more about, or maybe there is a regulatory issue you have that you'd like to put a bug in someone's ear about.
It's a great chance to ask a hard question from someone who might know.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's put them on the spot. In fact, there's an opportunity to do that. We put our cabinet secretaries up on the stage in panels, and we let them go through, introduce their agencies, tell folks a little bit about some of the programs they offer that may benefit our small business owners in the room, but then we open it up for questions, and we call this segment Ask a Secretary Anything. Okay. And people really do. I think one of the small business summits I've been to in the past, you had one question about why the rabies reporting for certain horse farms differs from one state to the next. And then the next question was about implementation of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act in a business of five or fewer employees.
Soup to nuts,
literally.
There's some other things you can say about that, but I'll stay off of that
But
one.
That's just the big panel discussion. We have these breakout sessions as well where you can basically choose your own adventure and you can pick where you'd like to go next. This year's breakout sessions are going to be on things like how to work with your local K-12 school in order to build your own talent pipeline. And there are a lot of people in the audience, small business owners, who may say, really, my K-12 school to build my workforce? I'm not hiring any 14-year-olds. But here's the thing. Most young people, it's chronicled now, experts will tell you, start to make decisions about their careers in, get this, sixth grade.
This is something that they found even European schools are along that line. They already start making those decisions that early. In some cases, we're behind in that as far as worldwide.
Right, but you know what we want to do is not track kids like they do in Germany, where basically, you know, you as the adult, or you as a government, or you as the school decide, hey kid, this is what you're destined for. You're on this path. We're America, right? We love freedom.
What are your options? Right?
We do want to make sure that kids know what their options are, and then they can build their own track. And then, like I said, with those academic and career plans, they can start to revisit it year after year so they can finesse it and massage it so that they know exactly where they are headed. We've piloted this program. We've demonstrated it in 25 schools across the state of Wisconsin, and we have perfected it. We're looking forward to implementing it, and there's going to be a session about it.
What's great about the summit, and you emphasized this already, I just want to echo what you said, is the government bureaucrats, the folks who manage the government agencies, are coming to listen.
Indeed.
They're not coming to tell. They're coming to absorb.
Doesn't that make a difference?
It's huge. And we need to take advantage of that as entrepreneurs and as even as citizens. When the government folks are coming to listen, we need to be willing to speak and come with some good ideas and think outside the box. Let's come and participate.
So, Tony, I want you to register for the Governor's Small Business Summit because there is going to be a breakout session on exactly that, how to be your own best advocate in Madison.
I am planning on registering.
So what happens in a session like that is you learn how to essentially be a lobbyist for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to have to go out, and you're a small business owner, right? You don't want to go out and pay for a lobbyist. Now, I have a whole bunch of lobbyists who are mad at me for saying that, but
that's okay. I'm on your side.
Thank you. I'll tell you what, wouldn't it be nice to know how to get the fastest access, what things to say and what to show up carrying. Should you bring your business colleagues with you? Should you bring a customer with you? Should you bring a trifold of what you do for a living? Or should you bring a video presentation?
Yes. I mean, all of that would be a fantastic tool for us because as a mentor, one of the questions I always get from clients who are looking for how do I find out, where do I go to, and so on, and we end up looking and saying, well, if you go to maybe the One Wisconsin site might help you, but to have more information in general about how to get there easily, quickly, would be fantastic, and you're going to be providing that in the program.
You got it. That's going to be another breakout session, and there are two others that I have as absolute favorites. One is going to be on millennial retention and recruitment, something that we've already discussed. As you build your talent pipeline, this is going to be an essential component. We need to keep our young people here in Wisconsin. The other piece, cybersecurity. And a lot of small business owners are probably thinking, really, cybersecurity? I'm not Target. I'm not having a data breach. Mm-hmm. I'm not Home Depot. I'm not a gigantic bank. Why do I need to think about this? Well, you need to think about this because you're not Target and you're not Home Depot. And one data breach could damage your business and cause irreparable harm. Mm-hmm. And so we want to prepare you, but we also don't want you to have to pay expensive consultants in order to do that.
And you're not trying to frighten people.
No.
You're trying to inform people about the reality of what's happening. And here's some ways you might prepare to protect your business and your customers. And
being prepared is half the battle. So let's get prepared by going to the Governor's Small Business Summit.
It's funny you mentioned that program, because I was just at a cybersecurity program today. They were holding for the chamber just held here, and it's just amazing the depth and the areas that are involved. And as you said, the key issue is you don't have to be huge. You can be a one-man shop, and see, all of a sudden you lose $600, $800 at a crack. That's a lot of money for those people.
It is a lot of money, and it doesn't matter what business you're in, this affects you. I was at a huge meeting of hundreds of campground owners in Wisconsin last summer, and do you know there was a consultant who came in and presented and said to these campground owners, what is your best asset at your campground? What's your best asset in your entire business? And a lot of them said, oh, well, we have a man-made lake, or we rent paddle boats, or we have Wi-Fi, or we have a movie every Thursday night, or we have a great concession stand. The consultant said no to all of those answers. Your best asset is your data.
Absolutely.
Campground owners. So if your best asset as a small business owner is your data, how do you protect it?
And manage it and be safe with it. Exactly right.
We'll tell you how.
Yep. And creativity in marketing that to the right people, identifying the correct customer for your business, it all comes out of that data. Is the summit going to have anything about marketing companies? Are there going to be any speakers talking about social media and marketing?
We've done that in the past. We've had breakout sessions on marketing, and it's been kind of a regular occurrence. But what we have noticed is we have a very consistent group of regular attendees. As soon as you attend one of these, you kind of get hooked. They're very, very valuable. Mm-hmm. And so what we've done this year is we've taken the marketing component out as a breakout session, and we've allowed our Department of Tourism to talk about that, because they are our enterprise agency. So our tourism secretary is actually going to be talking about marketing, and there are a few people more successful in the world at marketing than the Wisconsin Tourism Department, because we do more than $80 billion a year in tourism business here in Wisconsin, and she knows what she's doing, Stephanie Klett.
Oh, yes.
Having been a banker, I'm very sensitive to score clients coming and saying, well, banks just aren't lending money now. Banks aren't lending money. But here's some information from the SBA Advocacy Office, and I know banking well enough to believe this. In 2014 in Wisconsin, 78,000 loans were made for under $100,000, totaling $1 billion to small businesses. The banks have money to lend. The challenge we face at SCORE all the time is business owner prepared to borrow the money? Do they have a right business plan? And attending the summit is a great way for the business owner to tie that all together.
Exactly. And that's what you will hear from our Department of Financial Institutions Secretary. Now, the DFI is not only where you go to register your small business, and they're not only the guys who keep track of how many small businesses we have, but they're also the guys who will tell you whether banks are lending. Mm-hmm. And you already answered that question, but if you want details about exactly how you go about approaching a bank, they're going to be the ones to give it to you, but the access is on Monday, September 19th, and you got to register at wisconsinsummit.com to get it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, Lieutenant Governor. With that, we're going to take our last break. We're going to come back on the other side. We're really looking forward to your biz tip and your summary comments for your interview today. Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. We'll be right back with you. You're listening to Biz Talk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts and Haling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I'm attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You've been looking for a new house.
Hey, this one's nice.
You're searching online and touring open houses.
Ooh, I like this one.
It's time to get pre-approved. And nobody makes it faster or easier than Fox. Get free pre-approval for your loan right now. Come into one of 17 Fox locations or get pre-approved online. You can also check your loan rate online. How easy is that? Just visit foxcu.org.
Okay, that was really easy.
Once you find the home of your dreams, don't let the stress of the home loan get in your way. Talk to the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Just 3% down on your loan.
Fox made it happen.
You can find the home of your dreams. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Fox Communities.
And welcome back to our Biz Talk program this morning. We're talking with Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish. We're talking about the summit coming up on September 19th and the opportunity for entrepreneurs to actually meet a lot of agency managers and folks in the government and who are willing to listen to what the business owners are saying at the summit. This is the sixth annual summit. Before we finish up with our interview with Lieutenant Governor Clayfish, we'd like to thank the sponsors for BizTalk who help bring this show to you each weekend. They include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, Ridgestone Bank. We want to thank Tundraland for being our newest sponsor. And also want to thank Candeo Creative for helping us to build and maintain our BizTalkWithScore.com website, where you can go and listen to archived programs. And we've been archiving for 4 years plus. We also want to thank the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, for promoting our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or thinking of starting a business and you're not subscribed for the business to The Business News, you really should be. For $20 a year, it's going to provide you with a lot of good information about what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. So thank you to all of our sponsors to help bring you the program each weekend. Lieutenant Governor, we've been talking about the summit, the Governor's Small Business Summit, and you've brought some great information and enthusiasm about entrepreneurism to our show this morning, so thank you for that. Where do you see Wisconsin going in the future? What are the economic goals, and how do the summits, this is the sixth one, how do they help to fulfill those goals?
Well, I'm not going to slap a number goal on things. I think sometimes when we put numbers on things, folks get attached to just seeing figures, and they lose sight of what our true hopes are, which is growth, prosperity for everyone, and a job for every Wisconsinite who wants one. And if those are the overarching goals, everybody within our borders living their American dream, then I think it's very easy to see how the Small Business Summit can get us there. We're talking about employing more people and more diverse ranks of people, the millennial generation, the rising next generation in our K-12 network. Mm-hmm. But we're also talking about some of the difficulties in navigating government and how our small business owners can do that and be their own best advocates. Mm-hmm. And we know in Wisconsin, we have a really great reputation for small business longevity. We have the best reputation in the entire upper Midwest. Our small business survival rate after 10 years is number one in that region. However, on the Kauffman Index, which is what measures entrepreneurship, basically business starts, we're not doing so well, guys. And so I would ask for folks to consider maybe attending one of these SCORE sessions, but also the Governor's Small Business Summit, because we need to add to our ranks. Now, are we going gangbusters and making sure that we're creating lots more businesses year after year? Well, sure we are. And are those businesses surviving better than anyone in our neighborhood? Well, yes, sure they are. But in other states, they have more businesses registering faster. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that if you have an entrepreneurial dream, you feel the support, mm-hmm. you feel the excitement to actually pull the trigger on your American dream to be your own boss.
Wisconsin offers the resources to support that dream.
Well, SCORE is one of those tremendous resources.
Thank you very much, Chef, because we try very, very hard to make people aware of how we can help them get that dream solved and how to
Lieutenant Governor, where can folks here learn about the summit?
I urge you to go to WisconsinSummit.com. Register there. It's $50, and it's well worth it. You're going to have breakfast with us all. You're going to have lunch with the governor. You're going to hear from our entire cabinet team. Choose from breakout sessions that are really going to add to your small business acumen, and we think it's going to be really well worth your time. WisconsinSummit.com.
Okay. Well, this brings us, of course, to my favorite part, which is where I get to ask the guest for their biz tip, bit of wisdom that you want to impart to the people listening, thinking about getting into business and so on.
Well, my wisest tip, of course, Randy, would be register for the Governor's Small Business Summit at WisconsinSummit.com.
Unsolicited comment.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you guys kind of set yourselves up for
okay.
it.
Okay. There we
but
go.
I will say this. As a former small business owner myself and as a woman small business owner. Women, as you know, sometimes have struggles with that work-life balance. I would advise everyone, female, male, and whether you are a brand new small business owner or whether you've been doing it for years, you can have it all. You just can't have it all at once.
Okay.
Great words of advice. And I'd like to thank you, Lieutenant Governor Randy and I, on behalf of SCORE and our chapter. Thank you for coming and sharing your conversation with us today and promoting the summit. It's going to be really great. We also want to remind you that our guest next weekend is Hamid Almofasar. I slaughtered the word.
Way
but
to
he's
go.
A great guy. Appleton Tutoring Services, LLC. So tune in next week. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY, Real Local Radio.